was one of the best-known mountain men of the early 19th century, a man who was skilled in the fur trade and later established a fort that still bears his name. We head to southwestern Wyoming on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1843, the landscape of what is today southwestern Wyoming changed with the establishment of a trading post by Jim Bridger. It would become the focal point of numerous trails.
Bridger picked this spot because, as he said in a letter, "I've established a small fort in the road of the immigrant, which promises fairly." His intent at the end of the fur trade era and needing to find another job was to set up a store on a road that was full of immigrants passing by.
Linda Beyer says at the time, the trail passing here was not even known as the Oregon or California Trail. It was simply known as the Immigrant Trail. Bridger chose a partner for his enterprise.
He couldn't read or write. He did choose a partner, Luis Vasquez, who was the bookkeeper for the store.
The place became known as Fort Bridger, and it was a prosperous business for a decade.
After the first 10 years of good trade here, the next group of immigrants or people that came along to occupy Fort Bridger were the Mormon pioneers.
As more Mormons passed over this trail heading to Utah, conflict arose at the fort.
Initially, they were immigrants passing through to Salt Lake City under the leadership of Brigham Young. And as more and more of them came to Salt Lake City, there arose more conflict between Brigham Young and Jim Bridger. It was like Bridger was here first, and then they were here, and it was, you know, kind of typical. And it resulted in friction, and it resulted in Mormons purchasing the fort and or taking over the fort from Bridger.
In fact, the fort was burned by the Mormons, and the military moved in, beginning a new chapter in the fort's history. We'll have that part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Bridger, Wyoming. I'm Andrew McCray.